This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Plunge. Easy to use, reliable cold plunges at affordable prices. Save $150 off with code MMA150. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need. Get free sheets, mattress protector, and pillow with code GWFIT25. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 583.
583!
My name's Angel Wagle.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on, Red Solo Cup?
I have my perpetual Red Solo Cup. We still do not have a kitchen yet, so we're in the middle of our home remodel. And
it's got to be fun.
Yes.
How do you make your meals?
But funny enough, we use Factor at the moment.
Oh, see, there you go. Cha-ching. And you could probably use our code MIX30AFF.
Yes.
If I remember what it was.
I mean, it's pretty convenient. I've used it off and on here and there, but never like for 3 months straight. So, you know, I'm impressed with their timeliness.
The quality get better from when we first read it?
The food quality is excellent. Nice. I eat mostly vegetarian. My girlfriend is more of a mixed bag. She likes her protein. So it works out.
I think ladies like the protein. I'm just saying.
It seems that way. In my experience, anyways.
Yeah.
So that's going on. And I just wanted to comment to, yes. I forgot who it was, the lovely viewer on YouTube who said that they would like to hear less Bears talk. It's your lucky day because we're not going to talk about the Bears because there's no game. Hey, they did not lose this Sunday, Matt. So
that's true.
They played Thursday, though.
They were right there. I'm just going to say
every time.
Inch away.
Justin Fields will be dead in 2.5 games or less, is my prediction. He takes a lot of punishment. So,
and he takes a lot of abuse from like the critics, man.
Yeah.
Just wait till next year. We have a lot of money. They're going to spend on the things that they should have spent last time. Mm-hmm. I think they have the most cap space available come to next year.
Yeah. Okay.
They have like, fuck if I know, $100 million in free. They're going to have a lot of money. Just put it this way. They'll have a way better team. It's a learning process this year. So I was watching the Blackhawks game. Should we talk about hockey instead of fucking?
Yes, let's do
anything that's non-MMA related, but there is fighting in hockey. So watching the Blackhawks game, and they're showing one of the announcers, and he's got some notes up here. I don't know if you can read them. So
fuck you guys, be what? What does it say?
This was what was on the broadcast. One of them says, be nice. And the one under here says, fuck you guys. This is what went out on the broadcast. Did anybody not catch this? Mm-hmm. Like, be nice and fuck you guys. I think he was probably talking to the people in the stands in front of him. So I don't know what was up with that, but I'll bring them up later.
The Hawks?
Just hockey in general, in the way they're doing advertising. I want to talk about. Because I always like to see how sports are doing the advertising, because it's a little bit different. So let's talk about, do you want to talk about anything that happened over the weekend fights? I know their Cub Swanson lost to some like brutal leg kicks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you had a KO in there.
Yeah, the UFC Vegas 62, Pete Rodriguez versus Mike Jackson. He had a nasty knee KO, which I'm about to show here in 1 second. I don't want to share sound. There we go. You can see it in a second.
Oh, this is ESPN MMA.
Oh, he's just out.
Oh,
it's pretty nasty.
I like it.
Pretty nasty. He's like, where am I? Let's see one more time, just because it's fun. Boom. I wish they had a better angle, but you didn't.
I think you got a liver shot in there too. Like you went to the body and then.
Yeah, I don't think you needed. Knee. I don't think you needed those last two.
I think they were super necessary in some circles.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to deliver that extra shot, Michael Bisping. Here you go, Michael Bisping, Dan Henderson, Jorge Masvidal, Ben Askren. You know, Sometimes you got to lay down the law. Speaking of the law getting laid down. Mm-hmm. Oh, side note, I am going to see the UFC crew that we used to hang out with.
Are they coming over?
Yep. I know you're out of town, but
the one event we have in like 2 years together, and I'm not in town.
Well, it's because it's a fucking 1 p.m. start. It'd like, oh my God, like when do we get this for a numbered card?
I'd totally be down, but I'm going to actually surprise trip to Montreal for the weekend. So
there you go.
Never been there. I'm gonna figure that out.
You're gonna get your poutine.
You know it. Even
I ate it. Where did I eat it? Oh, we were in Disney and they had like a French Canadian steakhouse. I tried it. I did not like it. Unfortunately,
really?
Yeah.
Fries, cheese curds, and gravy. How can you not like that? Oh, delicious. Were you drunk?
No.
That's the problem. Next time.
I don't know. I'm like, because it was like a high, like a higher end place in Disney. It's supposed to be awesome, and even the steak, I'm like, ooh, this is not good. Like that was one of the worst meals I had. So I guess it might depend on the restaurant. I'm not also in the motherland of
Poutine. Canada is up here, and Florida is down here. So you're a long ways from the land of Poutine.
Maybe that's it. Is the farther away the less delicious it is.
It's been homogenized or something.
Yeah.
That's the right term.
Yeah.
I think that sounds correct. So,
and I specifically went to that restaurant so I could try it because I've heard you raving about that for years.
Well, there's some restaurants, like if you go to some of these like trendier, like brewery type spots, they'll have it on the menu sometimes and it's pretty good. They put like brisket or whatever in it. That's not originally how it was. That's not the Canadian version.
But yeah, I think they had two options, but I said, give me the traditional. Because I don't want to have all this funky bullshit. So,
yeah.
So, speaking of funky bullshit, let's do this UFC 280 card. Since you have the 1 p.m. Central start time.
Yes,
fucking
sir.
Awesome. That's how all cards should be, or at least 7 o'clock. So, we're finally getting a numbered card that is pretty fucking solid. So, you have this lightweight title bout. Belt is up in the air since Oliveira missed weight by 0.3 pounds the last time. They have Charles Oliveira, Islam Makhachev. Weird fight because I want to say Oliveira is on a 11-fight win streak and Makhachev's on a 10-fight win streak. But you look at the difficulty of schedule for both guys, Oliveira's fought way more difficult opponents. But again, and look at the odds here. So they have Makhachev as the favorite.
What?
Uh-huh.
How Look is that? That? Oh, maybe, exactly. Maybe because Habib's cornering him. That's why he gets an extra 150 points just for that.
So that's wild. And then we have Aljamain Sterling versus TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah, that's, you know what? I think that's going to be a badass fight, those two.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of Peter Yan and Sean O'Malley.
Mm-hmm.
Dariush Gamroot, then a couple of ladies on the card. Oop. Bilal Muhammad, and then we go into everyone's last name that ends in a V.
Ozdemir. Oh no,
Muradov, Krylov, Tukakov, Nurmagomedov, Omar Gadeyevov.
What a name. Abu Bakbar Nurmagomedov. That is a mouthful.
This just sounds like he's gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, it does. He sounds tough.
Just there's a lot of firepower on this card. A lot of ranked fights in the main card and a couple in the prelims here. So that's all I can ask for when we look at events. I want to see super ranked tied. So you have almost like 1 versus 4, which is technically champion versus 2, 1 versus 12. O'Malley's actually ranked now, 6 versus 9, 69, and 1 versus 7. So
I wanted to draw a little parallel for us here for this main event fight, because I was thinking about like Oliveira in general and his impressive 11 fight win streak. Right. Mm-hmm. And the last time I looked back at his record and the last four or five fights, you know, you got Ferguson, he beat. Then he beat Chandler, Poirier, and Justin Gaethje. And those were all title fights, I believe. Mm-hmm. And now the only other fighter I remember that had this come up, and maybe, you know, Oliveira had a different part of his career that Jones never had, but it's John Jones. I remember when he was coming up and he fought, he feeds Shogun, Rampage, Lyoto, Rashad Evans, and Vitor Belfort, all former champions. He was like the man. When is that, like 2010, 2009, like a while ago, when he started all this. So I don't know. If he wins this, I think I'm going to put my argument in that he might be pound for pound the best fighter in MMA. I mean, Oliveira, that is.
I would say best at 155. I hate pound for pound lists. That's why I don't want to say anything by it. But he's also finishing, like, in the fights that he wins, he finishes 91% of the guys.
I finished fights at 155.
That's right, Kenny Florian.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He's doing BattleBots. He's one of the announcers for fucking BattleBots. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
him and that other guy, I forgot. Yeah, so this fight, it's wild because, again, what are you going to do? Take the guy down and then put yourself in danger? Because doesn't Oliveira have the most submission wins in UFC history at like 16 or something fucking crazy?
21 total in his career, but yeah, I think it's like 16 or 17 or something like that.
So he's going to put him in the wheelhouse of danger. Like, you want to take him down and try to ground and pound? Good luck. But to me, it blows my mind that he's not the favorite in this fight. You have seen dominant wrestlers beat jiu-jitsu guys, but I think this isn't a normal jiu-jitsu guy. If you're looking at a guy who's got the most submission wins in UFC fucking history, like, he's on another level of MMA jiu-jitsu, right?
I agree. And the, like you said earlier, the level of competition is way, way different. Makhachev, he's on a 10 fight win streak too. He's got a bunch of submissions I didn't realize. He's got like 10 also on his win list. So I don't know, maybe it's some weird Russian thing. He gets an extra Russian bonus.
I'm not something. Sure. Well, he's got a lot of hype behind him. I mean, Everyone's been talking like, oh my God, he's going to fucking railroad everybody. Maybe, but if I'm betting, man, I'm going to go with Oliveira. Because you also got to think, like, how pissed off is Oliveira in his training from fucking losing the title from missing weight? Like, this is a bullshit loss.
It is
like of the title, not like he didn't lose to a person. He lost to the fucking scale. And there was issues with, like, did he really miss or was the scale fucked up? Because I think that was on that card where like a handful of people missed weight. Like, they weighed in on one scale, then they stepped on this other scale and it was fucking off. And it's a bunch of bullshit and shenanigans. And
well, here's one interesting thing too, which Oliveira has never been to a fourth round. And Makhachev has been to one against, I just had it up, hold on. It's Thiago Moises, like last summer. And he's also been to mostly first and he's went to decision quite a bit, but neither guy has ever been to the fourth or fifth round. I mean, you can't count one fourth. He was like in it for a minute. So I don't think that counts. So I'm curious to see if these guys are going to make it into the championship rounds. I think maybe not, because they're both going to be looking to be, they're exciting. You know, I think it's going to be exciting. I feel like there's going to be some drama.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. Majority draw.
No, not that kind of
majority draw. Come on.
No.
I saw some footage of Oliveira training for this fight. I don't know if you saw this.
I did not. Damn. Is that real?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Why is that guy wearing a Michigan shirt? He's all,
I don't know.
That's my tiger, man. Take it easy. I think people who do this shit are crazy.
And then I saw there was another picture of him putting the lion in a rear naked choke too. I'm like, how sedated are these fuckers? Like that's just not right, just to walk around with a goddamn lion.
No, thank you, sir. I will not ever.
That's
do
a
that.
Hard pass.
You don't know what that thing's gonna do.
Nope. Speaking of not knowing what to do, let's talk about our sponsor, a little Manscaped.
Manscaped. Michael Myers sure is scary, but not as scary as Matt's Halloween sounds. But the last thing we need is to be hairy this Halloween.
Luckily, you're a wolf man.
Good point. After midnight. Luckily, our friends at Manscaped launched their fourth generation performance package to make sure your pumpkins get the ultimate carving experience on this spooky day. Ooh. Turn your bite-sized treat into a king-size candy and join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping. Make the right call this spooky season. It's trick or trim.
Ooh, nice. Have you ever tried to trim your balls and it turned into a Freddy Krueger film?
I have.
Well, luckily, Manscaped is here to save the day. Make sure you're feeling your best in costume. Unlock your confidence with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside, you'll find the holy grail of men's grooming items. They've made it easy for you to upgrade your grooming routine.
That's right. And just remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Say trick or treat to your beautiful new Halloweeny with Manscaped. I did not read that before we started that. That is funny. My Halloweeny.
I don't think I ever want to hear that word said again.
Halloweeny. That's happening.
That's right. I don't know. Speaking of sponsors, talk about Blue Chew. Hey, the nights are getting longer, but the breeze isn't the only thing that's getting stiff. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, we all know that confidence can take you far in life. It's especially true in the bedroom, especially when it's time to step up to the plate. That's where the Blue Chew comes in.
That is right. And I know I keep telling you guys this every time we talk about Blue Chew, but the best part is it's all done online. No more going to the store at the pharmacy, no visits to the doctor's office, no weird conversations you have to have, and no waiting, right? Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package.
Super discreet. I just got my second shipment. It's very effective. I'll just say that. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, chew it and do it. Have better sex. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code MMA Nuts at checkout. You just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code MMA Nuts to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you, Blue Chews. Thank you.
Thank you very much, indeed.
That's right. Back to the show.
Back to the show. Can I talk to you a little bit about the Deontay Wilder versus Robert Helenius fight over the weekend?
Sure. It was an odd punch that he got knocked out with, right?
Yeah, I have the... Let me turn the audio off just in case. I have the finish here, and I wonder...
Look like a bizarre rabbit punch.
It was like a bizarro kind of a... Can you see that?
Maybe phantom punch, and he like palm struck him.
So like... He's just like, here it comes. He's like, bloop. It didn't look like it had a whole lot of power behind it. But
no, but the guy went out like he'd had a whole lot of power. Yeah, I saw a different angle.
Getting up.
Look at Cowboy Cerrone. What is he doing? Cowboy!
Yeah. Well, I don't know. This opponent seemed like not at the skill level of Deontay Wilder. Kind of a one of those like, hey, let's get a W on your record. Gonna look good.
Yep. You gotta build you back up before you break you back down.
Yeah.
You know, Tyson Fury is always out there fucking people up. Forgot who he's supposed to fight. I don't even know if he's retired or if he's coming back. I think he's still in his prime though. Or
he's
pretty
always,
close
he's
to
always
it.
In his prime.
Well, he was out of his prime for a while. He's drinking and potentially drugging, having some mental health issues, and then got his shit back together. Then put on some fucking hell of a performance in his handful of fights. So,
yeah,
interesting to see. Saw a couple fights announced, which were weird. Tito Ortiz versus Chael Sonnen again.
Are they grappling?
It sounds like a MMA fight somewhere. Whoa. February of 2023.
That's
forget
wild.
Where Tito was, maybe on Adam Carolla's podcast talking about this. So probably that's potentially acid. Yeah, exactly.
Like, why? Who wants to see this?
I don't know. Not me. And then Alexander Gustafsson's gonna fight OSP at UFC 282 at light heavyweight.
Okay. Odd
booking.
Yeah.
And then they announced the pay-per-view amount for Jake Paul versus Anderson Silva. They said that's going to go out at $59.99. How many pay-per-view buys do you think they're going to have for that? Because I don't know if people are interested. I'm curious on this one. Maybe even buy curious.
1.2 million.
It's a shit ton of buys.
You're not going to trap me in this one, Matt. Why? I know what you're doing.
What? What am I doing? I don't know.
I think 1.2 million. I think it's going to be surprise. You might be surprised, Matt.
I think you'd be surprised. I'm going to say 250,000, but I don't know. It's probably actually going to be higher. Because I heard rumors that the ticket sales were not going great and they're discounting the tickets. But then I looked at Ticketmaster and started looking at the arena. I'm like, I don't know. It looks like a lot of the tickets have been sold. I know it's in a couple weeks. I think it was end of October this fight's happening. So yeah, they still have time. And again, I still think Anderson Silva is going to knock fucking Jake the fuck out.
I hope so. It's about time.
Yeah, I mean, I think his 15 minutes are about up, but we'll see. Because he, like, again, smart choice on his part to take the old UFC fighters who have name recognition. But, you know, Anderson still has fucking legit skills, even at his age. It's just Jake has a lot of power. But Anderson is very elusive. So I still favor Anderson. What else is happening?
Well, this might not come to a surprise to you, Matt, but
what?
Just a couple of days ago, the UFC announced that they're going to be partnering with Meta for live and on-demand events in VR on Fight Pass. Does it make sense now why maybe Mr. Zuckerberg was hanging out with the UFC? The first event that just had this happen was LFA 144, which I'll tell you about in a minute. But apparently, I have some video to share.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw it. Apparently, it works with the current Meta Quest 2, which is pretty cool. But there's also an announcement that was made a couple of days ago that they have a Meta Quest Pro headset, which is, quote, the first in a new line of advanced headsets built to expand the possibilities of virtual and mixed reality. The new headset is going to retail for $1,500. So apparently it's going to be really realistic. So I have some video for this. Here we go. If you're wondering how this looks, it goes like this. And I want me to watch again. So this here's the VR, and apparently you can, like, you're hanging out cage side, you're looking around.
Am I looking through the cage? This is my biggest question and issue. And like, oh, I get to see the cameraman and the ref blocking my view and the cage.
So it's like you're sitting cage side. This is kind of what it looks like walking into the cage through the Meta app, right? Here you go. This is a better angle. I like this angle better.
Yeah, it's better to be up over, but
still a little
weird. This is dog shit, man.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just thinking about, like, when we have everybody get together with a group of friends, like, how the fuck does that work? Like, we're all going to put VR headsets on. Like, yeah. Do I have to spend $10,000 to have all my friends come over? Like, yeah. Hey, we're all here together. Let's pretend like we're actually at the fucking arena and not fucking talk to each other and have this weird fucking experience. Because I've heard all sorts of rumors about this VR bullshit that Meta or Facebook is trying, and it sounds like they are pouring so much money in there and not getting any return on whatever this metaverse thing is, to the point where I don't know if it's investors or the stock market, but people are really questioning their business direction because this whole thing sounds like a clusterfuck. And exactly this kind of scenario, like who is the target market for this? Because if you're getting together with a group of friends, this makes zero sense.
Yeah, well, it does work with their current Quest 2, which I think retails for around $300, something like that. But I mean, the quality level is kind of what you saw. I don't know what this Pro thing is going to be like, you know, as far as what's
possible. If it doesn't suck your dick, I'm out.
I don't think it's
just fucking out.
I'm looking at the headset here. I think we're safe sharing this. So this is kind of what the new Pro looks like. It's kind of got this thing going on. So it's like a little VR headset. It looks way different than the other one, but they are trying to sell this for $1,500, which I guarantee you.
It looks like a goddamn viewfinder. Remember the viewfinder from the 70s? Put a little thing in.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Probably like, what are you talking about? Viewfinder. Google that shit, bitch. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't see this. To me, looks like a fucking failed technology. I see zero application for MMA.
It's gonna go. I don't even know. Dodo bird.
Yeah, extinct. I don't know.
Extinct.
I don't know where this works or what sport that would make sense in. If I have to look through the cage, you've defeated the purpose of having a fucking VR headset. Because you would be better served to have like the ref cam as your VR headset.
Oh no, that would make me ill.
No. So, like, oh. I want to be in the fighter's view of what the shit's happening. Somehow you have to tap into their brain and show me what they're seeing. I don't know. It's very odd. Very odd.
Super odd.
Did you see Hezbollah signed with the UFC? Is he supposed to be having a fight?
Hmm. No.
Yeah, and I'll show you a couple pictures. Here we go. Here's one. So here he is. He has his own fight gear. He's got the championship fight gear, which is odd. So I went to the UFC store. I'm like, how much is that? The fucking Hezbollah outfit. You can get the championship gear. That's fucking $179.
Wow. That's super expensive.
Or you could get the non-championship for $174. But why don't they have extra, extra small? Because they don't have Hezbollah size.
I don't know. Because I don't think there's a lot of extra small people out there anymore. He's very unique.
Well, I live next to one, so that's kind of weird.
You know, it'd be cool if you can you order this with customization? I'd like to put my name on it. Maybe that.
Yeah, you can. Remember, like back in the day, you could customize all that shit. So I was putting all sorts of weird shit. That was probably 8 years ago. I think I was writing, like trying to put like motherfucker. I was trying to see what words I could get on. And there were certain words you could, but the pricing to do that was so egregious. So I'm like, I don't really want to spend that kind of money.
Too expensive, huh?
As a prop to use one time on the show. Mm-hmm. Looking around, I don't have any of my props around. They're all in storage again. I brought them out and I put them away. So that's weird. I don't know if they're actually going to do that Hezbollah fight. It just sounds like a marketing gimmick to sell Hezbollah branded gear, right? So we'll see. What else is going on?
Let me see. Oh, UFC and now prohibiting fighters from betting on UFC fights in a new code of conduct change. I didn't even know that they could actually bet on fights, but apparently there wasn't in there before. And they're allowed to bet on other MMA events, but not UFC. So
yeah, isn't that wild? It's 2022, and this is the first we're hearing about fighters not being able to bet on their fights. Like, what the fuck? Why did they wait so long to do this? And it still doesn't, I guess UFC executives and Joe Rogan could still bet. It's just fighters and managers, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're fighting or managing, no betting.
It's fucking wild. It's wild because I think that's pretty standard in every other fucking sport, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't even bet on yourself to win, which is like, you know.
All the fighters were doing that for a while. Like, I'm going to put all this money on me. Like, that makes sense. Like, you should be able to bet on yourself. You shouldn't be able to bet against yourself.
To win. But what if the guy you're fighting is in collusion and then you both take home?
Right. It's a dirty thing.
Betting.
That's so it's probably good just to put that out there, but wild that it took this long for it to happen. Cause I mean, they've had fucking betting on MMA forever. I mean, not like, I'm just thinking prior to us even doing the show, this is prior to 2010. I'm pretty sure you could fucking bet on MMA, but you were always like offshore on fucking whatever website it happened to be. And now they slowly legalize like state by state. You can bet on it in this state and that state and whatever. So I saw the UFC set up an LLC. So it's like Dana White, Lorenzo Fertitta, and I think there's a couple other UFC executives that they're looking to bring slap fighting to Nevada now.
Whoa.
So they're working on that. But my question is, can the women that fight in this slap fighting thing, can they be hot and can they be naked?
Ooh.
Because I would like to see naked slap fighting.
I'm with you. I like that.
And how about a little Ariane versus Brittany? A little crossover. A little ring card girl action.
I can get behind this. Where do I sign up?
Exactly. Like, let's make this shit happen. Because I've seen some of those ladies slap fighting. Pretty fucking hot. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, I saw that the owners of the UFC are interested in buying the WWE. Oh. So what do you think about that?
Do they have enough money to do that?
Yeah,
that's like a super billion-dollar company, isn't it? A couple billion.
Yeah, but think of all the crossover and how many. I don't follow the WWE, but I know there's a handful of former UFC fighters that are doing some sort of professional wrestling, from Brock Lesnar to Ronda Rousey to Matt Riddle to. There's probably other people in there, but that seems like a easy thing because. And then I think Daniel Cormier just did a referee thing over there recently.
Oh yeah, that's, I did remember seeing that. Yeah,
then back in the day, I mean, Ken Shamrock was in there, like way long ago.
Mm-hmm. I could see it.
It seems to make sense too, right?
It's a big sport, WWE. It's huge. So
I don't get it, sense. But they can do what they want.
I know a couple of people who are really crazy about it. They watch like, you know, a lot of wrestling every week, and they're all into the like storylines. And I mean, I understand it's an athletic thing and it's kind of like a play they're putting on, but it's like, it's kind of, it's fake. So I guess if you're okay with that, that's fine.
Well, I have to question, like, how brain damaged are you to have to like that? It's like, if you enjoy that, you probably like watching fucking NASCAR. Like, I think the two sports I don't fucking understand.
That's the biggest sport in the U.S. I don't know if you knew that, NASCAR.
I'd be like watching soccer and enjoying that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to alienate everybody, but soccer is so big internationally. It is. It's wild. And here it's not. Even though my daughter plays, it's just, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on?
I have no more news, but I have lots of knowledge. I want to talk about Game of Thrones when it's time. So
yeah, I got a handful of
House
things.
Of Dragons, I should say.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck them. You know, we're talking about eye pokes and gloves, so I have a little stat to share. It's a little hard to see. So Eric McGracken, he's sharing some eye poke data, and he says, seems glove design is important. So this is kind of hard to read, but... So it's showing the number of UFC fights with eye pokes. And I want to say this is 230 something.
Yeah.
And maybe 23. So maybe 10% of fights have an eye poke for the UFC. PFL, it's probably similar, hard to tell. But then look at Bellator. Maybe it's 87 fights in three. So what, 3%? Compared to 10%, just the only difference is fucking glove design. Cup the glove, right?
Yeah, seems like a big deal. I don't know if the UFC will adopt that or not, but yeah, seems like the Bellator has the upper hand there.
Yeah, that's, and again, why does the UFC not want to progress the sport? I don't understand. It seems like unless they've printed millions of gloves, they just have a warehouse full of UFC gloves. Like, the cost is so prohibitive because we have all these fucking gloves already in warehouses.
Right.
And it's probably much easier to get an autograph on these flat UFC gloves than a curved one. I don't know if they give a shit about that, but that's the only thing I can think of. Like, why not change it?
I think your theory about they probably have millions of them.
It's probably right.
There's a warehouse full of gloves somewhere.
Yes, 100%. And then I saw there's some weird, we're talking about technology with like all that VR shit. So I saw Manny Pacquiao did a virtual face-off. They have this very weird technology where Manny looks like he's an, to me, this looks like goddamn Wonka vision, like some kind of Willy Wonka shit. But he is not in the box. That is a hologram of him.
What? Seriously? Yeah. It looks real.
No, it's a hologram. I've seen this before. It is wild. So they do a pretty good job, but to me, it's fucking wild, right? It's weird.
It is Wonka vision. That's funny. That is crazy.
So it looks too real. I feel like technology is getting in the way. Half our audience
doesn't know what Wonka Vision is, if not more than half.
No, no, because they redid it. So,
oh, good point.
The Johnny Depp one.
Yeah, Willy Wonka. We're referring to.
So you have like the, I don't even know when that first movie came out, 73, mm-hmm. like the original one, and then the redone one was in the 2000s. Someone, and I was offended the first time I watched it. I'm like, what the fuck, we're doing this? Because the Oompa Loompas to me, were they had to be orange, and then they did like some weird version with the same guy digitally remastered a million times, so that was wild. I saw there's another small boxing ring fight, a league called Hardcore Boxing, and Fedor's brother had a fight in there, and hopefully I can show a little bit of this without some sound. I don't know how quickly we face off and get after it. I don't know why we're wearing t-shirts.
They're boxing in t-shirts?
Yeah, but look how small this ring is. And they're fucking getting after it.
Nice. Alexander. Oh!
That didn't work out so well. I'm pretty sure he's just going to keep getting fucked up. But there's barely enough room for three grown men in there. But I appreciate the size of the ring because, again, nowhere to run. Right?
These guys are not in the same weight class. Just let me say that.
Well, it's probably Russia, right? Uh-huh. They don't give a fuck about weight classes. I appreciate that. So let's do some KO of the week. A little KO of the week. Let's see what we got here. Oh, this is like dun, a... Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, we need like a special ESPN sound. Or what is it? The Anchorman. Whammy! Whammy! What a sports guy does. Yeah.
He needs to take a chance and be.
Right to the fucking liver. Oh, nice. I appreciate a good liver.
Yeah, that guy's wearing shoes. That's weird. But okay.
And then the other one was the one you had with the, was it Mike Jackson? That one makes the list for sure. And then what's my third one? Oh, it's like a Rolling Thunder. We could probably do a little bit of sound on this one.
Pearson with a body. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
It was like a front roll heel kick.
Oh, man.
Jesus. That was bad. He, like, flattened.
Yeah.
Out, so
When they get flattened, it's always not great.
The body goes stiff.
Yeah, let's do a little tweet of the week.
Okay.
Let's turn the sound down. This is Spooky Goth Loser on Twitter saying this is the best month ever. Happy October. Dropping the pumpkins on people.
That's funny.
I feel cheated by that one. Feel cheated.
I got excited for a second.
I know, right? Like, whoa, what am I going to see? Bunch of tricksters. Tricksters making things happen. That was one. But I will not disappoint. I'm going to share something. This is Super 70 Sports. They may not have toddies, but they still got tatas. That's old school. It's like from the 70s. And then we'll close on. I have the wrong stuff here. I keep clicking the wrong stuff. That's when you know the show. Oh, fuck. Speaking of soccer, they like them apples and go.
Oh, damn.
He definitely tried to kick a ball.
I hope he got a penalty for that one. That looks nasty. Know.
It looks like Jose Aldo.
That guy's face is priceless. He's like,
ooh. And he's getting airborne, too. Yeah. Like he got kicked so hard, he got air.
Ouch. That looks like a red card to me.
I don't know about that. Maybe pink. How about a hot fail of the week? I haven't done this one. I'm going to have to put sound effects in for our fucking little segments here. Yeah.
We can't copy the ESPN ones.
No.
Oh, wait. Look at this.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, no.
Oh, she almost had it there. She almost had to save. Like, if she would have just let go of the bar, she would have been right on the boat. But, you know, some people aren't smart. People just like to go for a ride.
Yeah.
And I was telling you about hockey earlier, so I'm going to show you a hockey fail of the week. So apparently the NHL has technology from 1980. And they're doing this thing where they're doing advertising on the boards now digitally.
Digitally, yep.
So just keep watching. Oh, look at how high tech this is.
It's really glitchy. It's
2022, and we have 1980s technology. So not only is it a little bit distracting, but it also goes in motion during the game, which I've already emailed them to tell them my feedback on this. But look at how aggressive this is.
So now they're not even letting the sponsors.
Look at this big hockey puck coming by.
Wow.
And that's happening through the entire game. Like, there's so much motion on the boards. And basically, the NHL has just said, you know what, fans, we've heard your feedback, and we don't give a fuck what you guys think. This is what we're doing, and you're going to like it. This reminds me of when they used to do that fucking puck trail. Remember, they used to highlight the hockey puck, and when someone used to shoot it, then they would trail a line, like a red line behind it. And I think the color of the line would change based on how hard the shot was, too. Like, how do you alienate everybody? Because it's not only, I think this is the first year where they allowed sponsors on the helmet. Like, each team can have a sponsor. Mm-hmm. And I think they can have a sponsor on the jersey. But now they're doing this digital ads, and it's not even good. And it's super distracting. Like, I get if you had it down and you changed it, but they're dynamically changing it during the play. So it's taking your eyes off of what's happening, and then you're looking at the boards and not at the sport, and they're basically telling every fan to go fuck themselves. Like, this is what we're doing. Fuck you. I mean, thanks. That's how you gain more fans, by alienating everybody. Why don't you just take fighting out of the game too while you're at it? I don't know, Ingo. Why?
Money's. They need just monies.
Fucking NASCAR the jersey. Like, I would rather you put a million sponsors on the jersey than fucking digitally add the shit where you shouldn't have motion on the boards when you're trying to find motion on the ice.
All right, super. And the puck is tiny. So
yeah, it's very hard to see
on the
puck
screen. So you're like, okay.
Yeah, do a little ask the nuts. I'm gonna share this and ask you, what the hell am I looking at here?
Is this like the Frogger
offense? The horse. I think the horse is making it.
Nice.
Because who did, like, John Jones used to come out on all fours, but he never horse hopped to somebody.
He did like this weird spider walk thing.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And then someone tried to kick him in the head. Might have been Belfort. He might have done that against Vitor. And Vitor's like, I don't give a fuck. I'll kick you in the head on the ground. Ground opponent. And then we're talking about hockey. I got to eat an ad here before we can see this. So now we're doing, I'm assuming this, anytime I see weird shit, I'm just gonna assume this is Russia. So they're doing MMA fights in a hockey rink. but I have to eat 30 seconds worth of ads, so I'm kind of stalling here. So here we go. This is, they're just calling us hockey fights. So
on the ice?
No, there's no ice, but they're keeping everything else in action. And this is reminiscent to, I think, Joe Rogan talking about, I want to see fucking MMA fights on a football field. So these guys wearing shoes, bare knuckle MMA in a fucking hockey rink.
Crazy. But it seems like if someone goes down, they could get really hurt.
Yeah, because you're basically fighting on concrete here. Ooh, that guy's already cut.
He's cut up. Yeah, I mean, I could see it on a football field because it's grass or turf.
And then, and then you get slammed into the boards and taken down. And then once he gets taken down, I see 12-6 elbows happen. So I don't know what the rule sets is. And it just seems wild. Like, what? I think I like people trying shit, but bizarre, right?
Super bizarre. These guys are nuts. Is this in Russia again?
Well, that's what I'm assuming every time I see something fucking weird. And then you can just fucking, oh, he's going for a stomp there.
Oh, he took a knee to the face.
Yep. Jeez. And then he'll get into like some 12-6s. But anyway, you can get the gist, because the more important thing is just the venue of how they're fighting. So we saw like that small ring with Fedor's brother, and now we're seeing a legit hockey fight. People are pushing the envelope of what's what's okay.
It's
and
like
acceptable.
We're back to UFC 1. Like
pretty much.
It's everything comes back every 20 some years. Circle. So yeah. It's like we're back.
It's like bell bottoms became popular again. Yeah. And yeah. So here we go. So let's go into knowledge. What you got? What are you gonna talk about? Well, House of Dragons.
The one thing I want to talk about is House of Dragons. I just watched episode.
Are you gonna
9.
Show me your feet?
No. That was weird. I watched episode 9 last night.
Yes,
I was sitting there and going like, ooh, there's about to be some action. And then I was like, no, there isn't. There's no action. So that's the problem with the show. There's no tits and ass and there's no action. It's all talking. The whole fucking 12 hours of talking so far. This is not Game of Thrones. I keep waiting. I'm like, usually the ninth episode on every Game of Thrones season was always the one where all the shit happened, right? It was chaos. And I'm thinking, we're going to be good. They're going to bring us home. And they did not. So I'm a little annoyed. I don't really love the show. I wanted to love the show. My girlfriend loves the show. She also loved Game of Thrones. I don't know why. Like, no tits and ass and no fighting. No. Where's all the killing and all that stuff?
No, it's just like we just keep blue balling us every episode. It's like, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. And even to the point where I was just joking, but like, this chick's showing her feet and we're spoiling the show. And I don't give a fuck if you're not watching it.
Spoiler
real time.
Alert.
It's already been spoiled, but this guy's jacking off while the fucking queen is showing her feet to him. Like, we can't even afford her to show some bush. Like, how much bush did we see in Game of Thrones, for fuck's sake? And now we can't do that? And I feel like they jumped the shark when we lost so many of the great actors and actresses because they aged out somehow. But then we kept some of the other actors and they look exactly the fucking same. Like, they haven't aged. And even though 20 years have passed, look exactly the same. We couldn't do that with the other ones. So,
no.
I'm with you. It's very fucking disappointing. And maybe it's geared more to women. Maybe women enjoy like the talky talk more and less action. There's been like no dragons for I don't know how many fucking shows. And it started off strong and there was action, but it's a fucking joke. This whole thing is a fucking joke. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't even know, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you even rank this out of what you've seen so far?
I would say a 6 for me.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful with that number. I'm hopeful.
Yeah, I think we take, we'll do it like that. I forgot what that show is called. It's like the pain threshold show where two guys just go out and they get bit or stung by super venomous things. And then they rank the bite or sting but on certain criteria. So you give it a 6, I'm gonna give it a 5 by 5, so we can average it at a 5.5 right now. It's just it's like you have such a great title to work with. You have a built-in fan base, and then you do not deliver on action, lack of action, lack of naked, and you have so much opportunity. But they're big in the jerking off on this show, because this isn't the first guy that jerked off, because that one kid was like jerking off in the window the one time. And the queen comes in and is like, what the fuck are you doing? Fucking yeah, beating my meat in the fucking sunlight.
Yeah.
It's very odd. So, which I got a couple other things. I always don't know where things fit, but I'll just say I saw this. Let me get that worm.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me get that worm, monkey.
The hell?
Like, what the shit, you little fuck? Ah!
Perverted little duck.
Yep. See, there was more action in that clip than the whole last show of House of Dragons, right? Mm-hmm. Saw this t-shirt. I feel like I need to get this one. Might be up your alley. Did you know Jesus is coming? Open wide.
Yikes.
Again, I don't know where things fit, but sometimes they fit. Got two more things.
Okay.
You see this one? Eat more ass.
I like that. EA Sports. That's funny. I didn't even see that until I looked closer. I was like, oh.
Hey, there's nothing wrong. I'm just saying. And then I'll close this since it is, you know, right around Halloween. I don't know if you saw this pumpkin out there.
Good Lord.
Just saying. I feel like you need a tetanus shot before you want to. That hole and that dangerous. Hole, they look a little dirty. Looks a little dirty.
Yeah, don't eject.
Mind your P's and Q's. Yes. I think you want a triple wrap if you're going to fuck with that.
Yeah.
Triple wrap, guys. Safe sex. That's where it's not at.
Get your blue chew on. Well,
that's right.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Angle Weigel.
Matt Gruth, thanks for playing.